Public Affairs.
We're taking off for the moon. Fasten your seatbelts. Let's go.
If you have comments or questions for the host, call us at 621-WRCT or 268-2883.
Oh, we have landed on the moon. I'm so excited. I see people. Must be the moon people.
The opinions expressed are solely those of the participants.
My little radio friends, and welcome to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is 88.3 FM, and this is the radio show Love Line. Tonight's topic is frolicking in the inner sanctum. We're going to talk about sex, sex toys, and various aspects of non-genital interplay. I've got a full studio tonight. I will let you all introduce yourselves. I will start. I am DJ Fresh Nipple Clamp, and with me in the studio tonight is...
Just Chris.
Jordan.
Also Fresh DJ, Extra Crispy.
Pivo.
The Abdominatrix. Zoe.
And our virtual guest.
Producer Kate.
Kate.
And tonight's topic is...
too much and says too little.
You know how it is.
Oops. So tonight's topic, as I said, was... frolicking the inner sanctum. And the first question that's just been burning in my mind all day is, why sex toys? Why do people use sex toys? I mean, my genitals are perfectly pleasurable as they are. Why do you need external paraphernalia? Does anybody have an answer to this?
Well, you see, it all goes back to Darwin. Genitalia have evolved for the purpose of insemination and procreation alone. It's all about getting your DNA to propagate. So basically, the entire fact that you have orgasms and sex is pleasurable, that's just an incentive to make more children. So basically, genitals evolve to the point that, they do a pretty good job getting the woman pregnant and, makes it happy enough for you to want to do it again, but not much beyond that. There's definitely a lot that could be improved upon.
And a lot of this can be helped by, the use of sexual aids.
Interesting. So sex toys are entirely about pleasure, I assume, rather than procreation.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Are there any examples in the animal kingdom of sex toys?
I think so.
I do know certain animals do actually masturbate using trees and other, actually by rubbing up against bark and other rocks and things.
I also know there's an unusual form of greeting among hyenas. But I can't tell you right now. When I regain composure, I will tell you.
All right, we'll access the hyena entry from our
that was a field assignment you did out in Zambia, wasn't it?
What was that about our hyena entry?
Developing eggs of, female hyenas to be are bathed in testosterone. Hyenas have a clitoris about the same size as a male hyena's penis.
This is what I'm talking about.
They're very ferocious, vicious. It's all testosterone.
That's right. I actually did a when I was in college, I minored in hyenas. And in fact, I believe it's actually somewhat difficult to tell the difference between a female and a male. In the hyena society, the female is the dominant creature, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Yes, sir. What do you do with that degree?
I actually have a stable of hyenas at home that I use primarily for sexual pleasure, but also for scientific research.
Yes. WRCT is not endorsed by the SPCA and does not also endorse raising your own hyenas for your own sexual brouhaha. But,
So at this point, while we're still struggling, I would like to point out to our listeners that we encourage calls and questions to our sexual experts. Our phone numbers are, as always, 621-WRCT, and if you're on campus, 268-WRCT.
So I guess a question I would have, and I would actually aim it at our guests, would be where. So I'm becoming sexually curious. I'm in our listening audience. I'm beginning to wonder about, you know, perhaps purchasing something for myself. Certainly not. There aren't any rental sex toys, I would assume. Yeah, but it may be like a rent-to-own type of situation, but
Thank you for sharing your idea.
But I guess, where would I begin? Where should I start looking?
Assuming that you're starting with your basic vibrator, like sex toys that are meant and sold as sex toys, as opposed to, like, things which could also be used for sexual pleasure. Like, obviously in malls they have things like, I guess, Condom Nation and Condom Kingdom, things like that. Like, you can walk in, and if you're of a certain age and have identification and want to be seen in such a place like that, then you can walk in and buy whatever off the shelf. I mean, that's one thing you
can
do.
What would be a whatever?
Well,
give us what if I was just to say, I want your number one most popular sex toy. I'm going there. I'm just going to, you know, it's going to be an in-and-out operation. Don't really want to linger.
They usually have a whole lot of different vibrators.
Hitachi Magic Wand.
Lots of different vibrators.
Magic Wand. Okay, bookmark that.
Magic Wand.
Jelly Vinyl products are really popular now.
Jelly Vinyl.
The first sex toy. And you probably don't even think of it as a sex toy. It basically is the condom. Dating back centuries, basically it's something that allows you to have sex without risk of procreation or greatly reduced.
That's not a sex toy. That's
sure
like,
it is.
It's a moderate convenience.
Prophylactic.
Giving you greater pleasure with less risk of pregnancy.
But it's not greater pleasure. I mean, so many people claim about the pleasure-reducing effects of condoms.
Well that's opposed to, like, the pleasure of having a child.
Pleasure in the sense that, yeah, precisely.
Well, but that's so abstract, though. I mean, it's not
we need more stimulation.
Well, so back to the Hitachi Magic Wand.
A lot of people are afraid or wary of sex toys because they think of it as something unnatural or something frightened and to be scared away from.
But you are mistaken.
Welcome.
Yeah, like your genitalia is something to build upon.
That's right. Genitalia.
Your genitalia are just sort of the base little unit, right, and you attach things.
Just plug and play, as it were.
So other places you can go.
Wait, what's the vinyl?
Jelly Vinyl is like, it's a polymer that's extremely, like, soft. And it holds a shape, but, like,
it's got some jiggle to it.
Yeah, it's got some jiggle to it, but you can form it into shapes, you know, you can make vibrators out of it, dildos out of it, you can make,
vibrators?
It doesn't get stuck?
It doesn't inherently
or break off or anything?
No.
Is it like a Hulk Hogan, stretchy
thing? Is it different from...
It's super stretchy.
It's different from Silly Putty?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I think your jelly is different from mine.
Yeah, there are different kinds of jelly, and the problem is, like, what they don't tell you about the different kinds of jelly is putting these different kinds of jelly can often cause some of those jellies to melt.
Ooh.
You mean putting them together?
At inappropriate times.
Yeah. Like, end up sticking something on something else, like, they could react to one another.
Wait, so what do you...
avoid those dangerous...
Help my impoverished imagination... What are you forming this jelly into shapes? Are these for men or for women or for both?
Well,
or
both.
How does it work?
You can make fake vaginas out of jelly, and you can make pockets for little vibrators.
Okay, I see. Knowing what you're talking about.
Yeah, and you can make vibrators have, like, something vibrate in the middle, and then dip it in a jelly form, like a mold, and then mold the jelly around it. Or you can do things like have things that aren't vibrators or vagina things.
I wish you could see the facial expressions in the studio right now.
This is incredibly fascinating to me. Is this some kind of chemical reaction, or is this what?
Maybe Kate could help us out on this.
The chemical reaction between the different types of jelly vinyl.
Is this like some? Do you have to be a chemist to build these things?
It's like Happy Fun Ball. Actually, I have a question about this. Can you actually mold it yourself, or do you buy it in like a pliable shape?
It's very much akin to rubber.
Well, no, because there are some things that you can mold yourself. Like, well, I guess if you have the proper training.
But
if you think of something like rubber, like rubber's about the closest. It's something that's like it has give to it. It can bend. But it's still a solid form. So jelly vinyl like expands on that. It takes it further. It's a polymer made like vinyl. It's
plastic. Sure.
Okay, so
it's like can be transparent. But basically, there's something like it holds a shape.
Yeah.
Once it's been like formed.
I guess what I was confused about was
that. A lot of give. It's incredibly stretchy. Yeah. Now, if you make it into something solid like a dildo, like so that it's very thick, it'll be flexible. It can vibrate, but it'll really hold a form.
So it would
if you have something, if you make it something else like
you can make
sheath,
cock rings out of it,
something that's
sheaths.
Very thin, it's incredibly flexible. You can stretch it many times its size.
So you could actually make something that would be flexible enough to mold it, but strong enough to penetrate something.
Right.
Like, okay. Yeah.
But that's right. Really
but it's not like Play-Doh. Wow. You don't buy a can of this stuff and like munch it into
right.
whatever it is.
No, it basically stays in the shape.
This sounds like
buy it.
Something
unless
that's
it
space program.
I have a question about this whole melting thing. Like actually, like into a fluid form, or it just gets really soft so that it loses its shape.
Actually, when I discovered that some of my sex toys were melting, I picked them up and part of it was liquid and part of it was solid. But it
yuck.
Is basically like. It was a penis sheath, and it had collapsed on itself, and it was stuck together. And
yeah. Okay, so it just kind of decomposes. Kind of
basically melts the way you would expect plastic to melt.
Yeah.
So I mean, the wonder of the polymer is its amazing flexibility. It really can stretch many times its
amazing.
Size.
Most polymers,
you have to, you know, go buy one and play with it. But they're incredibly stretchy, but the drawback is this compound does not handle heat very well.
So you're telling me what you did is you got one of these, like, two of them, right, basically, and made them have sex together, and then they melted or something?
No.
What?
I think she had them in storage, am I correct?
Yeah, they're two different thoughts. If they're exposed to, like, heat, perhaps they're, like, in a dresser jar or something that's enclosed. It's not, like, they melt at a lower temperature than you might expect.
Yeah.
So they can start to deform.
Don't keep them in
now,
your car.
Now there's also that, yeah. Now, like all polymers, you know, there's a range. So you have things that are harder and things that are softer. And sometimes some of the plastics will interact with each other.
Yeah.
Which is something you don't want.
Okay.
Well, it seems when you're having sex or you're masturbating or whatever, the last thing you want to think about is complicated chemical interactions.
Well, it doesn't happen instantly. If you leave it there.
This is entirely like an aside. None of these problems happen while you're actually using
this. This isn't like getting too excited, moving in and out too fast, burns it up.
Yeah, they're fine while they're
just looking for the extended warranty on products, maybe.
Yeah, it's just, you know, if you buy one and you like it a lot, you might want to, you know, put
it
somewhere.
Are these like the transparent dildos I've seen, or is this something different?
It can be made into transparent dildos, yes.
Yeah, the ones I have are transparent, and let me tell you, I really like that because dildos that resemble penises, I'm just not into that.
Yeah,
oh, no,
what
that's
is
gross.
That?
I mean, interesting. Why is that? Why would that?
I've seen dildos that look like dolphins and so on. Is that?
Oh,
more
well,
preferable?
Yeah, I've seen ones in the Good Vibrations catalog. Actually, that it's like I think the technical term is a twig. Actually, you know, it does the vaginal thing and the clitoral thing and.
Oh, it has dual probe.
Yeah, but they have all sorts of you know happy cartoon characters. Like there'll be
people,
like a
beaver,
yeah like a
little dolphin.
Yeah, and it's like a beaver and the tail flaps against.
Beaver for your beaver.
Wait, so why? I'm curious. Why do the ones that look like actual penises? Why is that bad for you? Or do you know?
It just creeps me out. I don't know why.
Well,
I mean, the ones
got,
that are fleshed
out. You've
kind of like
severed member
thing.
In your
hand.
I guess that's the thing that's always bothered me about them is I'm looking at it going, ooh, like it looks like, you know, somebody sacrificed this for the good of the catalog.
Yeah, I like the ones that don't look like anything. It's just
very
like a piece of plastic.
Yeah, okay.
Which is also like more in keeping with the, like, moving towards pleasure and away from the limitations
right.
of anatomy.
But you have to realize that a lot of people who go to sex toy catalogs or, you know, on the net or whatever, or like in a store, they might be more scared by something that looks less like what they're familiar with, mm-hmm. and that's why they have these things that look like penises. You know, like, here, this is something you'll recognize. This
slightly,
is what you do with it.
Just not that much more deviant than the real thing.
Your tattoos are very intuitive. You know?
Well, there's the whole strap-on notion, too, I think, which can excite. I mean, yeah. I know there's even, you know, strap-ons for men, which, you know, basically allows
what does that
you
mean?
To... means you actually put it on. It's a harness which actually allows you to kind of
now you have
to have the motion without actually using your own equipment.
Now, why would a man want that? Would it be some kind of medical condition?
Well, there could be that. I mean, there could be a
there
could
things be small, called there could be prosthetic an, penis aids, yeah. PPAs.
Mm. At least I believe Dr. Jelovich talked about those in a previous show.
Mm. Mm. No, so they can be, like, you know, made out of jelly vinyl or regular vinyl, et cetera, and they can, like, fit around a man's penis. You can have things where, like, it'll give you two penises, like,
yeah, double
for
long.
Double penetration.
Wow. Double penetration of what? The vagina and the
vaginal
anal in the heterosexual
yeah.
case?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Or, like, you know, I guess for
what's the most
partners,
heads that are on a dildo?
Most heads. Three.
I have seen three.
How many?
Yeah.
Three-headed
for three
one?
Women.
Yeah, Darwin's nine.
The clitoris.
I've seen one for three women, actually.
Really?
It was really fascinating. Looked like a Mercedes symbol without
doesn't
the outer
doesn't seem like it would sell
ring.
Too often.
Yeah, I'm sure it doesn't.
Was
I'm
it
sure
it's
maybe
some
so guys.
Do women like that? I'm not a woman currently, but do they like it's simultaneous anal and vaginal?
Oh, it's hard to work
see,
up to.
I don't understand yes, female anal penetration because we don't have a prostate. What's the point?
I don't know. No I think
is there no? Is there yeah. indeed no pleasure?
I think that varies from woman to woman. Like
yeah,
in some cases, you can really get a lot of like pleasure from it. I mean, in the sense is like at the very most obvious level, you might just be having like the walls of your anus bumping the walls of your vagina, which will ooh. Be bumping your G-spot, which could be pleasurable. Or, like, I don't know, like, the sensation of, like, going to the bathroom
oh, no, I
can be very pleasurable, too. Mm. So
interesting. So I believe I know at least one woman who I talked to who was very excited about the idea of being simultaneously penetrated by two different men. And those aren't sex toys in
the
traditional
sense. Where?
Vagina, anus.
Man one, anus man two.
Vagina, anus one. Oh, sorry. Man one and vagina, man two and anus, you know, presumably man three.
They drew straws.
Yeah,
could be anywhere could be else on the
yeah.
landscape.
Can I make a public service announcement, though? One thing you have to be careful with simultaneous, and any time you have anal sex, is for especially for women, is, fistulas.
Fistula,
back.
Which is anal vaginal fistula, is a tear that can develop between
ooh,
the anus
ah,
and the vagina, and
oh,
you just
seriously.
Have to be very careful. And
is
if it hurts,
internal?
Stop.
How does one be careful?
Like a rip internally?
Yeah, yeah, and that can happen.
Also, when you visit hole one, you should not visit hole number two.
Yeah, washing and vice versa.
Carefully wash. That's it.
Yeah, actually, for sex toys, like, if you're going to use it for penetration of different holes, or, like, if you're going to use it for different people, too, you might want to, like, really consider using a condom with your vibrator.
Yeah, I have a friend who doesn't, I mean, she's probably never used the naked thing. Oops, I skipped.
Even her own vibrator?
Yeah, well, I don't think so. She uses them on lots of different people, so.
I see.
It's very cool.
Yeah, I could definitely see.
Not a monogamous vibrator.
It's been around. Get tested.
So what about personifying your vibrator?
Tell us about that.
You're talking about giving your vibrator a name or something?
Like Rudy or something?
Personality?
Rudy, where that or, you know, just treating it as a...
Making love to your
sentient
vibrator.
Being.
I think it's...
Do they have talking vibrators?
Fantastic idea.
Why?
No, but they have vibrators that, you know, that vibrate. They have rotating ones. They have, like, switch rotating ones. They have ones where, like, you can vibrate one part but not the other and blah, blah, blah.
That's bizarre.
Well, I was doing research in the WRCT labs, and I don't know if vibrators really make sense for men. I was trying various kinds of vibrators in the sort of anal capacity since I only have one receptacle to stimulate.
Well,
and
I mean, generally for the anal areas, like, sex toys made for the anal areas are thinner. Like, as far as I'm concerned, there's no need to see, like, how much you can shove up your butt.
No. Well, that's just that's, you. Yeah.
What's with the
say.
Plugs? Have you seen the plugs?
Let
the
men speak. What, plugs?
Mm-hmm.
I actually owned one for a while.
What? Are you wearing one now?
The ex ran away with it. Can you believe that?
Oh, for... what a fit.
Damn.
Bad person.
Exactly. Yeah, actually, I'm for people, especially starting out. I've said this before and on a previous Sex Talk show. For especially men starting out, but I would actually say men and women, if you've never been penetrated anally before, a butt plug is actually the way to go. Basically, because they're very tapered, usually. So there's kind of this very small, well, not very small, but a smaller opening, which is about maybe the width of or. Not opening, what am I trying to say? Like the smaller taper end, the probe, as it were, is about the width of maybe two to sometimes even one finger, and then it can, you know, widen out to, you know, a circumference of about...
Jam it in there?
Yeah, it could be...
You can also buy a butt plug of any size that you're comfortable with.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Right. Something smaller. But it just seems like it's very easy to kind of work your way, you know, slowly, but also with the same item to kind of widen yourself.
I think if you're too shy to go to a sex shop, you can always use household items, too, as long as you're careful not to lose them.
Yes. There's always that famous story. Does everybody like come from a high school? No, everybody seems that I've talked to seems to have come to a high school where they found there was, like, one girl in the high school who had a hot dog story. Or maybe this is just like
maybe this is just you.
It was just you and your girlfriend.
No, it wasn't.
We didn't go to the same high school though. For hot dogs.
Where she would actually end up losing the
hot dog,
it would break or something like that, and she would have to have it surgically removed, and then
just be absorbed into your system.
Breaking down in me.
I think that's the same one where the same high school where Mikey ate those Pop Rocks and.
So you have a tampon story? Or?
Well, you know, like forgot that one was in, put another one in, had to have the first one surgically removed.
Oh, my God.
My mother, that happened to my mother,
Come on, that's an urban
factually.
Legend,
She didn't have to have it surgically removed, though. You can go to the doctor and get a pelvic exam and they can take it out, but you can get TSS.
You can get a baby out of there, you can get a tampon.
Yeah.
Sex toys.
Yeah, back on track.
Yeah, it seems like we're kind of at a branch point. We could either be going to the man vibrator type thing, artificial vagina, or we could be going down the butt plug route.
Maybe this would be a good time to have everyone share their personal favorite sex toy.
Well, I just like to say that there are a couple different varieties that you can divide sex toys into. There are sex toys meant for just one person to be alone. There are sex toys meant to, like, be used during sex between two partners. I think it's like
that's true.
Two broad categories.
Those are actually my favorite.
The togetherness
toys. They're the toys that have like nothing to do with genitals, and it's just more about, you know, the tactile sensation or you know, the slapping, as it were.
Yeah, I believe Ralph, one of our most frequent guests, brought in his
velvet wand.
Velvet wand. That's right. The electronic. Stimulation.
Good God.
Sparks flying toward the nipples or whatever.
We all got a charge out of that one.
Yeah, no, I believe that. Yeah, that was actually powerfully, erotically arousing for me and for all of our listeners.
By the way, I liked it more when you got flogged, actually.
I think our listeners enjoyed that as well.
Those numbers again, 268-WRCT, 621-WRCT.
Right. And that's area code 412 if you're calling from outside the area code.
Country code number 1.
Yeah. So I like the idea of sharing your favorites. So perhaps we should just go around the room.
Favorite sex toys. I've actually tried the whole gamut of sex toys in the WRCT labs, and I actually have to say that I enjoyed the various anal dildos the best. As I discussed in an earlier show, I believe that anal penetration, at least in a man, heightens sexual pleasure to a degree that your subsequent orgasm is actually very powerful and very interesting.
So do you actually find it useful or non-useful for there to be any kind of physical resemblance in the dildo to an actual item?
I prefer the dildos to resemble characters from Star Trek. That's the most arousing for me. But
Mr. Odo.
Guinan.
You can get into any position.
Excellent.
But ultimately, I guess it's really the physical sensation. I
don't care what it looks
much
like.
What it looks like.
Not like you're going to see it back there anyway.
Right.
I
have special tactile
eyes,
sensors. It's sort of like the blind.
What people have.
You know, my other senses get heightened when I'm in a state of sexual arousal. So
intestinal braille.
Wow.
something like that. And so, you.
And
well,
indeed.
I guess I would follow that one.
Well, I just also feel like there are other sort of interesting things, like, for example, various kinds of clamps, like nipple clamps, for example, or various kinds of things that you attach to sensitive parts of your body, like, you know, clothespins on the scrotum, I find very arousing, because it's sort of...
You mean clamping them on there, down there?
Clip them right on, baby.
Wow.
Hang your whole, like, hang your whole week's laundry on there.
Wow.
Because it's sort of painful, but as Ralph and other people will tell you, there's some kind of transcendent point where it's painful, but it's pleasurable, and if you're having some kind of sexual stimulation at the same time, the pain actually kind of feels good in some kind of disturbing way. The beast rises up within you. What can I say? And so, indeed, things like that, especially, I've actually found that anal penetration with a little bit of kind of painful stimulation, such as nipple clamps or something, is actually powerful.
Did you ever put, like, Tabasco sauce on the dildo?
No, but that's
yeah, you definitely want to be careful with things like that, and Bengay a little too close to certain areas, like icy hot, things like that. Just a very bad idea. But anyway, I would actually follow Corey's. I would second Corey's motion on the...
That would be DJ Fresh Nipple Clamp.
Oh, I'm sorry. DJ Fresh Nipple Clamp is agreeing that the anally penetrating dildos are quite nice. Actually, we have to just put our conversation on hold. I think we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello? Caller? Do we still have caller?
Maybe he's got an oral plug.
Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, I've never used any sexual toys, and I was just wondering if you had any advice on how you would go about bringing them in. I mean, aside from talking to the said partner and, you know, agreeing with them beforehand.
Oh, bringing them into the sexual scenario?
There are instructional videos on that. How to introduce your partner to sex toys.
So, but you're specifically interested in introducing a partner to sex toys rather than your own.
Well, even I myself have never used any, and I was just wondering how you go about bringing them in. I mean,
what toy are you most interested in, sir?
Oh, I don't even know.
Wow. Well, have you ever discussed this with a partner?
I don't have any partners right now, so no.
Okay, but if you were... I mean, would you feel comfortable at this point discussing it with a partner?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm confused. Is this sex?
So you're not trying to introduce yourself to sex toys while you masturbate?
No, I think I could figure that out myself.
I think it might be a good place to start, though, because if you feel comfortable with yourself with the sex toys, I think your partner would be feeling more comfortable as well.
I would say probably if you're looking for sex toys like that you would use while having sex with a partner, you know. Once you move past the condom, which I still claim is a sex toy, you could maybe get a ribbed condom or studded condom and slowly move up
from
there.
But those are so lame. I mean, come on.
They're terribly lame.
Do you even feel those little
nubs? You know what? Every experience I've ever had,
once you consent to, like, using something like that and realize how horrible it is, you just, you know, want to move on to something better.
Can we ask for a moment? I'd like to know, what's the caller's sexual orientation?
I'm, as far as I know, heterosexual. Is that the right word?
That is the word. Well, you were a little bit hesitant, I think.
I've never tried any homosexual experiences, but I wouldn't be opposed to it if I ever found a person I'd be willing to try it with.
Come on down to the studio.
We can set you up in the RC2 lab.
I know how exciting that lab is.
I'm sorry?
And I know how exciting the lab is.
Oh, yes. Some people have spent years in there.
Like
there's skeletons on the wall.
I mean, it's sort of a psychological question. I mean, introducing your partner to sex toys, you never know how, like my mother, for example. Can I tell you a story from my personal life?
Oh, go.
Please don't.
Her partner at this time, the total freak, brought home a packet of sex toys one time for them to incorporate in their sex play. My mother, being very sort of traditional, was like, oh my God, you freak, what have you done? And then he had to pretend that he was just joking, right, that it wasn't really... And so you never know how your partner is going to react. So I think it's a very interesting kind of psychological question. Is your partner going to be a freak and, like, think you're some kind of...
Yeah, I definitely think step one is maybe over dinner, you know, having a conversation, or if you're ever having a conversation about sex, is kind of drop the question, first of all, you know, do you own any? Have you ever used any? And if the partner is completely...
Would you
completely,
ever insert a form of dick into your vagina?
Would if the partner completely freaks out at that point, you know that, you know, it...
it's pretty safe to be able to back off and be like, oh, I was just curious. No, 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 I'm not into that or whatever. Or you could just say, well, maybe it is something that I wasn't curious about, but never mind, whatever. But I think if you do kind of at least realize that there's potential, I mean, I don't actually know too many people who are at least of a younger generation who are horribly offended, which is not trying to stereotype an older generation at all, but I know a lot of people are very open.
Maybe you could ease into it by other kinds of more benign play.
I was going to make that suggestion.
Yeah, you can also add theirs. You can also start with different toys.
Ordinary. I telepathically sense that Kate, the virtual host, had a comment. But was that?
Well, yeah, actually I do, because I mean, I just started seeing someone recently who brought it up with me exactly the way you were talking about. We were riding in the car one time, and I'm actually glad that he did, because it's not something that, I mean, I'd actually considered before, or maybe I had a little bit, but not realistically, but just the fact that we could have a conversation about it and be open about it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think that made us, like, closer just in general, in spite of the fact that we had a really good time talking about it.
Right, but so
we're
great.
Driving.
So did sex toys actually get introduced into the genital arena? Of your
not yet, but I'm under strict orders to, you know, take notes tonight and get some expert opinions from you guys.
I have some things I can recommend. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I have a question about, like, vibrators versus dildos, actually. Like, I know the technical difference now. Not that I didn't a while ago, but I do now. And I'm wondering, like, from, like, the women out there, if there's, like, a difference for you. Like, you have a
actually,
preference.
My experience with vibrators, the vibrations, like, don't do a whole lot for
That's
me.
That's what I kind of feel.
You know? And, like, there's a price difference between dildos and vibrators. And if it's the case that, you know, like, vibrations don't do a whole lot for you, then, like, it's certainly cheaper to go out and buy dildos, and they certainly come in just as many shapes, sizes, colors, and textures.
Good
you
to know.
What's the price? Can you, what's the price?
The average,
what are we talking here?
Overpriced.
We're talking 20, 50, 80?
For a dildo, you could probably get, like, a $15 one.
That'd be, like, skanky and kind of, like,
that would be a used dildo. Fairly nice.
For vibrators, they probably start somewhere at 20 and work their way up to hundreds of dollars.
For, like, the Super Gyrotron or whatever?
Yeah, there were some really crazy...
Black and Decker rechargeable variety.
It takes 21 times in one direction and then reverses.
That was 96.
Actually, I have a suggestion.
Is that some kind of yogic thing? But anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's all right.
A practical suggestion caller? From the floor.
Is the caller still online?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
Are you feeling at all clearer?
Well, yeah, I'm just also wondering, as far as, like, the actual sexual act goes, like, I mean, I know there's 101,000 variations on how to go about the process of it, but, like, I don't know, maybe even if you want to, if you could talk about, like, the first couple of times you, like, experimented with it and what kind of steps you went through.
I would say it's definitely a good thing to introduce. I mean, depending on, you know, again, if you've made it through the whole, we're comfortable with this, and even if you've decided to use something else that's more non-traditional in terms of your standard sex toy, like feathers or some other thing you found around the house, even different types of lubricants can really be a lot of fun. I think experimenting with foreplay and really using toys to kind of work up to the sexual act can actually be maybe a little bit easier than trying to figure out, you know, okay, well, when am I going to introduce this thing? I mean, just be like, kind of like, you know, secretly grab it and whatever. kind of work it into foreplay.
People are a lot less embarrassed and stumbly about these things, I think, if you introduce them during sex, too. Especially if you've worked your way up to it. I mean, I wouldn't spring a dildo on someone unsuspectingly.
Like,
you never even asked.
How are your corn flakes?
Breakfast was fantastic.
Yeah.
So what kind of toys are you going to bring in during the actual sex act? I mean, as far as I know, the only ones I'm familiar are the vaginal ones or the penis-shaped ones.
Well, what you can do, like, during foreplay, you could try penetration earlier with a dildo, like, before you try penile penetration, or you can have various things that you can slap on your penis, like, that have, well, maybe you want to put them on a little more gently. They have, you know, little nubs, and, you know, you can get them of different textures, and they can be really big or really small, like, with clitoral nubs or fingers or anal pokey things.
Aren't those called French ticklers?
No.
I'm talking
about, they're like an O, you know? They're
Oh. They're O-shaped, but like the O.
No. They're like O-shaped, and then like you can just mold anything onto that. Like they have little things that come up from that that'll be placed over the clitoris, or they'll have like a huge O with like lots and lots of bumps on it with little like a little anal bump and then a little clitoral bump and then like entire rows of labial bumps. So you could really like go to town just on that.
All right, so the suggestion is to incorporate these sheaths then?
Well, these aren't sheaths that I'm speaking about. These are like the little rings that you put on at the base of the penis during total penetration. They will stimulate like other areas. And you can even get things where like you can put your penis in between and you can have like a vibrating egg up against your clitoris and then like a really small like penis shaped thing for your anal area too. And then, you know, there are sheaths with, like, bumps. There are sheaths with tips and without tips, and et cetera, et cetera.
And especially depending on how risky you're willing to take things. I know at least...
what do you mean risky?
Well, that risky in the traditional endorsed
risque.
Yeah, risque.
In the comfort sector.
Yes, it's the comfortable sector of our population who don't usually enjoy the thoughts of penetrating themselves anally during sex. But I've found that actually doing anal penetration and then engaging, I mean for a male, and then engaging in sex with whatever sex can actually really heighten things. And I mean, I'm not saying, you know, run out and, you know, immediately do this, but if it's something that you were interested in, I mean,
fine. Maybe you should try the butt plug thing.
Exactly.
And then,
I mean, actually,
and then she wouldn't even have to have anything to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, then that's a sex toy for you, not something to introduce to her. Of course, she may be totally freaked out with the fact that you're, quote, using something else, but definitely...
one of the more petite models, she may not even know that you're wearing a butt plug.
Or she could get very much into the idea of inserting it into you. That could become a real...
It depends on the partner, I guess, is what we're saying, and maybe getting a catalog of sexual toys might be a place to start.
Yeah, actually going over a catalog together.
Catalog is really the best way to do it. Yeah.
I'm just going to take my leave now and go back to listening.
Okay,
thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Oh, thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Let's say I am just, and this is, I was this way for a long time before I lost all sense of shame, too shy to actually shop in a sex shop for order from a sex catalog. Let's say I'm still living at home and don't want strange packages to be arriving at my house.
A lot of these companies, like, they are designed to be extremely discreet. Like,
let's assume your mom opens all your mail, though. I mean, so I think where Corey is aiming is like, I want to go to the grocery store or the hardware store.
If your mom opens your mail, then you have a problem.
All right, but let's assume we have that problem. So, I mean, are there common items that I can use as sex toys that are I can also explain to mom, like, I just like pickles or whatever. I mean,
two words: produce aisle.
Produce aisle. Intriguing.
See, that always seems really dangerous.
Zucchini.
To me.
And
zucchini. That's what condiments are for.
But it's not just that. It's like just the whole idea that
red leaf lettuce,
either too ripe.
Too ripe.
No, like something that might like
overripe fruit can be a danger in any orifice.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
In fact, through a strange series of events, my mom actually ended up sending cucumber seeds to my sister once in a package that she was sending her. Completely freaked my sister out because, of course, my sister, being the foul-mouthed and minded person that she is, immediately read into it that my mother was implying that she needed some sort of homegrown device and. It was horrible. We had it was very strange. It was a big stretch, especially if you know my mother, but I mean, it's not unheard of that people actually do these things.
Who has some practical advice?
In my younger days, before I had access to the WRCT labs, I tried various kinds of things for stimulation. Produce is good.
Produce you want to be careful about. Like, a lot of places, they use pesticides that you don't want.
Wash it, or put a condom on it,
and then, like, do not insert it too far. If it's too short, just give up and find something new. Don't get it
lost.
There's
bigger carrots out there.
Always need a little retraction handle for the reverse direction.
That's why butt plugs have safety flared
like
bottoms.
Never use light bulbs. I've actually read about light bulbs, like gay men having to get a light bulb surgically removed, because if that thing blows up, in there, it's over.
Like, and don't turn it on. At least if it's one of those three-way bulbs, don't turn it on the highest setting.
It can burn out.
Shot glasses as well, yeah, I've heard of.
Shot glasses. Oh, yeah. There's an amazing amount of things.
Everything you ever want to know about sex but were afraid to ask, read that book. You'll find all kinds of things that you should
know. That sounds really painful. If you're going to put things in an orifice, make sure that's some sort of
no glass. Glass is bad.
Seriously,
I can't even remember.
You know, they have lots of kitchen utensils.
Really? Like, what? Spatulas? What are we talking about here?
Not for insertion.
Shish kebab fork?
No, not for insertion.
For slapping and
whipping? Sex toys
don't
have to necessarily be insertion. You know, I was going to say, and I myself don't personally get off on insertion so much.
What's the alternative to insertion?
Well.
Deletion? Right, that's computer science.
Closing it up.
I never really understood. When I was little, I thought sex was like you put something pointy in and move it in and out, and that was pleasurable. And of course, it never was. Like, I didn't really understand. But see, the G spot and clit orgasms, I think, are the way to go for
you woman. Have one.
If you have a G-spot?
Or a
clit. That's true, I said for a woman.
Okay, I see.
So, you know, I hate to get totally sidetracked, but this whole G-spot thing, I know, like, just kills half of our audience because, you know, it's like the...
And half of our hosts.
Exactly. the whole idea that there's this secret spot, I mean, and that it seems
that's
at least...
It's along the arterial wall of the vagina. And, like,
which
you should
wall?
Find it because,
like,
it's
no,
working.
I have, in, but it's it moves on different women. Like, it's
what?
Not...
Well, the
from
vagina.
Woman to woman.
How do you,
like,
well,
it's
yeah,
different.
The entire vagina moves internally.
No, but I'm saying, like, between women. Like, I've had women who've
one
been, G-spot like...
One G-spot can jump between two women.
Exactly. It's fascinating. It migrates. But, like, you know, where one woman will be like, that's it. That's my G-spot. And another woman will be like, why are you doing that? You know, and
well,
it's...
That's
I mean, that's the same with any vagina.
That's the whole thing about, like, well, really, I don't like French kissing. Please stop. You know, there's a whole calibration.
You said, like, arterial wall?
Anterior.
Anterior.
Front wall.
Arterial wall.
Front wall.
Like, the wall that is, if you're laying on your back, the one that's facing... Up.
And then, where is it? It's inside?
It's probably about two-thirds of the way up.
Up.
You know,
you mean in?
Yes, in. Well, not the up that is facing the ceiling, the up that is facing your brain.
Oh.
Yes. So two. So if,
the ceiling.
So two-thirds
like
inside the vagina.
Your brain. Right.
On the top, so to
right.
speak. And then
so
how do you know what is
well,
it how do you know
is, it will feel good that will
get
well,
a G spot vibrator get a jelly G spot vibrator from Good Vibrations catalog and just kind of play with
around
it until
you get
find
to
something
it,
that works
then make a notch
so
of
this
the,
is real this is not some kind of media
well
media
some women
frenzy.
Have it, some women don't I mean it's
yeah.
like any erection
it's not that some women don't it's that some women like either they will have like an under exercised PVC muscle they will have like you know they'll have problems they'll be like scared of it. Or,
well, I
you know.
Disagree with that, though, because I'm very sexually comfortable, and I don't believe in it for myself, personally. I've had a lot of sex and a lot of orgasms.
Oh, come on. I mean, you're absolutely repressing the G-spot.
I think it's dangerous to say that, because I think a lot of women feel as if they're a failure sexually
if
they don't
two?
Find this magic spot.
A G-spot and an H-spot.
Greedy!
Okay, here's a question I have. Okay, now I want to give this, like, vibrator experience a shot, right, or this G-spot multi-whatever thing, okay? And
it's not an outlet you could plug into.
And then, so now I'm doing this, and now, like, why am I not now usurped?
What does usurp mean?
Usurped.
Like, now my girlfriend says, okay, you may leave now. I have everything I need in the... Gelatinous G-spot.
I don't know. It's completely possible.
I think it's funner
hey!
With someone else.
So shouldn't I be scared of introducing my girlfriend to these higher planes of
so.
Pleasure?
I think so. I think that, like...
as long as you're sentient.
Yeah.
Debatable.
There's actually a really good song. Maybe we should pull it out of the library. It's actually about this exact topic, about a couple who ends up buying... The woman goes out and buys a sex toy and ends up totally ruining the relationship. And the man gets completely jealous, and then the man goes out and buys one, and she gets really jealous. And then at the same day, her batteries die, and his doll pops. And
then
can you sing this for us?
I think that was a Twilight Zone episode.
Really?
Actually.
And
yeah.
then, but then
a story
they happen
by
like
Henry
absolutely simultaneously,
tour.
And then they both go, "Oh my God!" And instead of like making love, they run out and buy more batteries, and he patches the doll. And it's like, oh, that's so sad. Like,
that is
horrible.
I mean,
you can just look. Think about your own experience and, like, masturbation versus having sex. Okay, you know, the same basic biological thing happens. If you're having the orgasm, is one much more preferable than the other? It's because there's a partner there, there's interaction. So the only way you really need to fear sex toys is if your relationship is strictly, entirely physically based.
All about
physicality.
Masturbating into each other.
Yeah. And it, which and I think even then you're still like a lot more interesting.
The presence of another person.
Jelly vinyl. You might not stretch as much.
Yeah.
But at the very least, you can hold it for them.
Yeah. And my batteries have a caller, I believe. Patches right in. Caller, are you there?
Hi.
What's your name, please?
My name is Brian.
Brian, do you have a question for our esteemed panel of hosts or a comment?
Well, I was just listening to you, and a couple things, but the first thing is, if you can be replaced by a sex toy, then you're doing something wrong.
Hooray!
Yeah. That something wrong is not necessarily something sexually. That something wrong is like a communication problem
that is
way before the bedroom.
The whole idea is that, 90% of the sex act is in the head, and you have to talk to the person you're dealing with.
I disagree with you, but we'll put that on hold for a moment. And your other observation was?
And for people who are interested in exploring anal sex, there's a good book by Jack Moran, Anal Pleasure in Hell.
Yes.
Anal Pleasure.
Actually,
I own that book.
Yeah, I've read that book.
Anal Pleasure in Hell.
And Hell.
In Hell.
That's a wonderful diagram.
What's the author's name again?
Jack Moran, M-O-R-I-N.
It's got a blue cover.
And
health.
It has a blue cover on it. The ISBN number, hold on, is 0-940208-083.
Cool.
All right.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
So I assume this talks about people who are initiating themselves to the world of anal pleasure.
It talks about everything about the anal taboo to how to do it to communication to lubrication, everything.
Yeah, I really like their chapter actually about kind of becoming friends and with your
anus. Your butt a name.
Yeah, and also like bending over and winking at yourself in the mirror.
I thought
was really, really
okay. That's how whose anus has a name in this room.
You know, you laugh, but you know, that thing is demonized its whole life. It has its own
friendly pink little.
It needs its own chance to shine.
And loves like any of the set of lips.
But I think I want to get back to the conversation or the disagreement Corey had. You don't feel like it's 90% in the head?
Well,
or?
As our esteemed... it's 90% in head.
Ah. We're limited. We're human beings. We have a limited set of equipment, and we have the ability to craft any tool we need to. So obviously, you can build some super robotic pleasure robot that's far more stimulating than your pathetic little penis could ever be.
I thought you were going to say pathetic little partner. I'm like, wow.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you must have had some pathetic little
penises. It stands to reason that your finite body can only do so much, and whereas...
I think there's also, like, an assumption you're making that, like, there's sex toy technology that is, like, so surpassed genitalia. Like, basically the idea is you get something like vaguely cylindrical, maybe with nubs and bends in it, but like,
right,
I mean,
I admit that sex toy technology is in its infancy.
I mean, you're not going to come up with some super robot that will like get you off instantly,
right? But why not? I mean, I think isn't that not possible in like a sex toy technology?
Well,
imagine a suit that just
do you really
want to
get
every
off
need
instantly?
Yeah. Well, not instantly. I'm just saying that.
Well, you would dial the exact amount of time you had available, and it
you know,
would get you to come at just the right time.
I can picture a neural net.
Let's see. I have 10 minutes right now, so I want to do this, and go get my shower and get to work.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, while you're driving, you know, your car could be probing you or whatever.
You know, still to this day, I think the number one application of virtual reality is sex. Still, you know, and there's places you go out to the Bay Area in San Francisco, and you could call up 12 or 24 different places that you know you put on a suit. And it's just like what you're talking about, and you can have a virtual sexual experience
Are there really places like this?
What?
Oh, no, there definitely are. There definitely are. Like, look in Wired magazine. You see it in the back.
Actual, like penetration.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll need a URL on that before we can
really... Hey, have you had any experience
with
this?
How does that work, exactly?
I'm not exactly sure how it is. I've seen different pictures of the suits. It's very different for men and women.
Well, I imagine.
A woman actually has a device that goes up inside her, and a man has a kind of a... thing that wraps around the staff.
Not get in.
Yeah, but no, it's like a bodysuit.
Is and that it, sanitary?
Well, I'm assuming they dry clean these things before the partner.
We'll have to send you on a field.
Yeah, it's the number one application for VR right now.
But sex always pushes technology.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Have. Sex and war. But I think it's definitely... Those are the things to kind of look out for, but I still don't think, you know, I mean, obviously those people who are using these things are certainly, I don't think, you know, looking for the loving, caring relationship aspect. I mean, there's always going to be, you know, the idea of getting off. I mean, that's kind of what...
Beckham?
Exactly.
Get him, Beckham!
Excuse me, sex does not always push technology. We did not go to Mars for sexual reasons. We did not build microwave ovens for sexual reasons.
I am purely convinced that this jelly vinyl is a NASA product. I can't believe that it's not developed by the Space Association.
It's just a side product. I mean, people, this pursuit of knowledge... anyway, that's another question.
Corey's been at the university a little too long.
I'm too pure. You're all a little bit too sick for me.
We learned it from watching you.
Honestly, it's probably some like completely like innocent, naive like moron like me that stumbles across these things in the lab, and then like somebody else walks along and says, "God, this would be great for something else." You know, the jelly vinyl thing—that's gotta be what happened. Because I know none of my colleagues are that smart.
I, for example, don't know why nobody has done vibrating gerbils. I mean, that seems like the most obvious application.
They kind of vibrate on their own.
Yeah, naturally.
Well, I just mean like artificial gerbils.
You put an egg-shaped thing up there, and it vibrates.
Yeah,
it's
male vibrator.
At the mall that, like, tumble around, the little stuffed
animals. The ones
animals
that your cat chases. Like.
Yeah, haven't you seen those, like, bumble balls that just go...
Yeah, those are so sexy.
You make a little one of those, and it just jumbles around in there, just off the tips and everything.
So
the
caller, did...
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure.
Did the caller have any other questions for us?
No, not really, but I was just going to say that this brings us back around to shopping for sex toys in the hardware store.
Yeah, go ahead, tell us.
Well, I mean, why go to really expensive sex toy stores when you can actually go to the hardware store and get, just about anything you want? Vegetable brushes, O-rings, snap ring, rope for very, very, very cheap.
Well, right, but that sounds like bondage equipment. I mean, it's hard to actually find a really satisfying vibrating dildo, for example, at a hardware store. There's no analog. What is the analog to a vibrating dildo in a hardware store? I think we had this on the previous show, right?
Yes, we began to discuss this on the previous show.
I think I was on assignment in Barbados at the time. What was
it? Zambia or something. I don't know so much for men, but at least for women, a really good option is an electric razor with the blades taken out. And the...
cheaper removed than getting...
Well, if you have it already in your house.
There's that really cool thing. You've seen those vibrators that attach to the back of your hand and make your hand vibrate? Now that's technology.
That's what?
They have ones you can attach to your penis and make your penis vibrate, too.
That's wild!
But that's also another way of getting... introducing your mate or your partner to sex toys is to offer to give them a massage using one of these vibrating things and start exploring other areas.
Interesting. So you let your hand slip a little bit and all of a sudden it's just like back rub, back rub, back rub.
Interesting. Yeah, I actually would like to say, I mean, some things you buy at the hardware store obviously could be fairly dangerous, and especially, I know I've heard different stories, especially when it comes to penis rings and getting yourself caught inside these things, you can actually get an erection that will not leave you if you do the... No, have you ever heard of this happening? No.
And you have to be lanced.
And you have to be lanced to get the blood to flow out. Because it will
get
in there.
Get the jaws
of life. And if that's...
The razor of life.
And I mean, I'm certainly not endorsing
I don't want to be lanced.
Trying cock rings or things like that.
Make sure it opens.
Yeah, you really do want a kind of quick release option and not something that's...
These sound like two different things. Are you saying that if you leave a cock ring on too long...
No, I'm saying if you end up with something that you put on soft... That you kind of grow into,
that you can't get off.
Yeah,
these sort of,
any other
ring. Those little things that go zzz.
Right.
And then
Chinese hand drops?
Well, yeah, no, I meant those things that you wrap around like PVC pipe to keep it all.
There are actually a couple aspects to this. Mm-hmm. One is a hard ring, like a metal ring.
Right.
That you can't really cut off, that you, when you get erect, then it causes the erection to not be able to go down, and so you have to go to the emergency room and get it cut off.
Yeah.
The ring.
The ring.
Yes.
If you get to your emergency room soon enough, yes, just the ring. But another thing is, if you continually put on too small of a ring, you can damage the valves that control the erection, and you can get a condition called priapism, where you get an erection and it doesn't go down without the ring.
Right.
And then you have to go in and have it clamped.
That is certainly.
So Velcro straps are a good thing, or rope is another good thing that you can use to play around with this. Mm. The constriction of a cock ring without actually going through the dangerous aspects of having a hard metal ring on there. Or you can use rubber O-rings or something like that, and all this stuff you can always find in the hardware.
O-rings, this is like space shuttle technology?
Coming to you.
From your car. Like, yeah.
Interesting. Well, so Carl, I forgot your name, or maybe you never said it.
Brian.
Have you tried to introduce all this various technology to your partner, and was it well received?
Yes, he's introduced a few technologies to me too. So.
Was that a he or a she?
Yes, it's a he.
Ooh, intriguing. And so that there was no problem. There was no like, you're disgusting, you're some kind of perverted freak kind of thing.
No.
Oh.
What did he introduce to you that was
mind-blowing? Well, I mean, we have a pretty extensive collection of dildos and sex toys, everything from whips and slings and rope and all that stuff to various ointments and things that you can spread on and vibrators. So we're pretty experimental.
Have you ever bought something that you just didn't like? Just didn't do it for you?
Not really, because I'm usually pretty particular when we're shopping. I used to live in San Francisco, so I know people at Good Vibrations and things like that. So I would go in there and I would like talk with them about the stuff. And also, I'm fairly informed because I used to work for CISI, San Francisco Sex Information.
Oh, excellent.
So I used to answer phones and answer people's questions about sex. So, part of the training is going through all of this and becoming familiar with and learning how to get over your objections to something.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, if we have no other questions, I would like to ask Feige about her different experiences with toys that she has used and or purchased and not liked.
Yeah, actually, like, as a parting comment, I would like to stress the importance of...
I need to interrupt you. We've actually gotten special dispensation from the WRCT Directorate to stay on an extra half hour if you want to.
Okay.
So
as a non-parting comment...
Overtime towers.
I think it's really important to take into account diameter of dildos or vibrators, like, for anal or vaginal penetration before you buy them, because it's just really bad when you get something that's... I mean, I guess it's pretty bad if you get it too small, but, like, it can be really uncomfortable and, like, anticlimactic if you get something too big that, like, it just takes too long to penetrate. By the time you've, like, got it in you, you just are sick of it and don't want to do anymore.
Bigger is not necessarily better.
Yeah.
It's part of the market.
Something like that.
That's part of the way they're marketed. They're marketed as, like, you know, all things that are bigger, longer, wider, and that's
like the ultimate dong, or like
you really want to work within the bounds of like your anatomy, and there's really no point to.
It's gonna be something that you can adapt to over time, right?
You certainly can, but what's the point?
Yeah,
I can also imagine if you're a woman, you've had like seven or eight children at this point, you might want.
Yeah, childbirth. But I've never given birth, and therefore the 2 3/8 diameter vibrator that I have is just
that's
too big.
What units? Feet? meters?
Inches. Feet.
2 and 3/8 inches in diameter?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
I had no idea, like, until I saw it, that this thing was
just entirely in keeping
big.
With the diameter that most of them that they sell are.
Yeah.
I think about an inch in diameter would be about...
I need to interrupt to do our station identification. This is WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, and this is the show Loveline. We're talking tonight about sex toys, frolicking in the inner sanctum. I was wondering, is your caller still there?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to keep you on too long unless you had any other comments. Okay.
Not really. I guess the main thing about playing with sex toys is, in my experience, you have to talk to your partner, you have to go slow, and you have to be thoughtful and considerate. I guess yeah. It's summarized by communication, lubrication, and patience. But that's about it.
Well, thank you very much.
You. Okay.
You've been extremely helpful.
Bye.
Wow.
Sex toys that have gone wrong. That's the sudden thing that popped in my head when the caller just mentioned the sex toys.
Gone awry.
I mean, have you ever had any bad experiences with a sex toy that snapped
I think
back?
Actually, well, I was going to, we had originally started this kind of whole tracing around the room talking about our favorites. And the first time I actually used my favorite, it actually turned
awry. What was your favorite again?
It was a dildo. And
that was the Fred Flintstone dildo, right?
Yeah, it was the one. Yeah, I bought it. Gap Kids, I believe. No.
That's a joke.
Yep. Yeah. No, it was. I don't want to get into exactly how I got it or where I crafted this thing. But anyway, it.
Summer camp.
It went too fast. It was extremely large. And it just was not. I was not ready for. The speed with which I thought I was, and that it ended up becoming
excessively painful. This is too abstract for me. So this is some dildo, you pushed it up your anus, it was too painful.
It just, I did it too fast.
Yeah,
too far too fast, and...
This must be the dual sphincter problem that we talked about in earlier show, right?
Yes, very much so, very much so. And so...
Were you not drunk enough? Was that the problem?
No. But I actually was very afraid to ever do it again, ever use this thing. I was like, that was miserable, I had... You know, actually felt it the next day. It was just like, this is terrible. And then actually again...
Felt it the next day? Did you leave it in?
No. I felt the effects.
Oh, so you were kind of walking funny.
Right. Exactly.
Raw and sore.
Yeah.
So how long... What was the amount of time it took you before you had this bad experience to when you decided to...
I think I tried it again maybe like a month later. And just went very slowly with a lot of lubrication. And
same toy or same smaller?
Thing. What made you want to use it again?
I think I realized that... I can do this. No, I think I realized that it was probably a case of too much, too fast, and it was wonderful the second time. Very,
just as
very
a
intense.
By note of comparison, can you tell us the approximate diameter?
Actually, it's probably about 2.5 to 3 inches wide. Like, extremely.
Yeah, Laura, right,
I mean, that's not the first dildo you want
to
try.
No, it's definitely like wrist station. Like wrist width.
Yeah,
just about that way.
Although,
so
you know.
So I could fist you.
Yeah, very easily, actually.
Mother of pearl.
But it's a relaxation. I mean, it's definitely something you need to be very relaxed for. And not something you want to rush into, especially at that size.
You wouldn't really want to recommend that for a first-time user, though, right?
No. And again, I would reiterate, I would definitely recommend something very tapered for somebody who is willing to start out.
But then on the other end of things, too, you have to say, with vaginas and with anuses, sometimes bigger is better, and if you're not getting what you want out of what you're using, don't be afraid to go up as long as it's not hurting you and it's not seems to be causing any problems.
Yeah.
Because my personal favorite dildo that I shared with my ex was a good 3.5 inches wide, and he was able to take it, as was I, and we both enjoyed it. So it definitely depends on the person and your amount of sexual activity.
I also wouldn't characterize myself as someone who could, like, physically be capable of something like fisting.
Right.
Yeah.
I just would not open that wide.
Right. And I think that's it's an important thing for everybody to know their limits, and that you're not, you know, a lesser of a person because you're not able to do this. But it's certainly
And you're not loose and saggy if you can. So.
Right. Yeah, it's important for people to realize that we're all built differently and that there's certainly an array. But I think we just mentioned it earlier. I think there is this real kind of eerie marketing plan about, you know, everybody's got to get the, you know, the super duper 12-inch monster. Yeah. And it's just, I think there is a point and there is a size where I look at these things and go, I can't imagine. Like, I just can't imagine how this would work. So, anyway. Peter, or I'm sorry, what was it today?
The DJ Super Crispy.
Super Crispy.
Fresh DJ, yes. Extra Crispy.
Do you have a special?
That brings me to the subject of fried chicken. No.
Right. You have a special friend. You brought something with you today, actually.
Yeah, it's my giant plastic egg.
Bring it up here.
Yeah, it's about 15 inches long, about 8 inches in diameter around, and...
It's pink.
It all stems from a particular feeling I have about chickens and poultry and whatnot.
Don't laugh, Corey.
It's not a joke.
We don't laugh at your fetish.
I actually, it turns out the one way in which I'm very kinky is that...
You like turkey stuffing.
Well, not turkey. It's really particular to chicken, actually.
Hmm. Is there a giblet element to this?
No. But basically, I can get off better... when I'm thinking about being a chicken.
No, it's true.
So what I do is I have this egg, and sometimes when I'm having sex, like if I masturbate, I'll sit on the egg myself, and actually...
Do you try to lay the egg? This whole conversation's frightening to me.
What?
This conversation is frightening to me. I mean, there's the whole danger of salmonella, which you haven't really gotten into.
No, it's not a real egg. It's not real chicken.
You should,
it's not
you
like
should
I'm
bang on it, like here. Bang on it.
Do you sit on it the way
yeah.
that it's like
that's
many times
egg.
Stronger?
No. I sit on it the other way. I think that would hurt. Like I'm not into the whole dildo scene, so I'm not trying to penetrate myself with the egg.
But
it's really, you know, I have to agree with that guy. It's really a head kind of thing. Like it's 90% of my
Brian.
Head. Yes, and I sometimes. You guys, come on. I'm sharing,
yeah,
and you're laughing,
true.
Really.
Go ahead.
And,
you have to draw a line somewhere. Your fantasies are sort of sick. I would like to move on.
Let me just say, as a final note, when I'm having sex with another, I like to cuddle with the egg afterwards.
Another what?
Person. Come on. Yeah, forget it. Okay, I'm not talking about it anymore.
Right. I've actually received a telepathic transmission from our engineer who tells me that we had a caller who was very interested in what the host's respective sexual orientations were. So if you're not comfortable revealing that on the air, that's fine. But just say poultry if you're not comfortable with revealing your sexual orientation. But I think we should go around the room and those who are comfortable. I, for example, am a homosexual. Men. I'm into men.
I'm a trisexual. I try everything.
Wait, but you have to say who you are when you say that.
And DJ. What was it, DJ?
And now I'm just DJ Chris.
Nipple clamp. DJ Fresh Nipple Clamp is a homosexual.
Yeah, been with both, willing to go there all again, and maybe more if you've got, you know, hooves or whatever. I anyway,
having hooves.
Yeah, exactly. All
right, moving on.
Just plain Jordan would be a bisexual, but don't tell anyone.
Bisexual? I'll buy anything.
extra crispy would be.
Sometimes I have to.
Heterosexual male.
Oh, for Christ's sake, you're just in denial.
Poultry.
Well, Pivo would be idealistically bisexual. But definitely leaning a lot more towards the heterosexual side, especially with my experience.
Interesting.
Yeah, the abdominatrix. I guess I'm idealistically bisexual too, but I've never had any homosexual experience.
You know, feet, yeah, if you wanted to come.
Yeah, I was going to say, we can
take care of that.
Don't worry. And Zoe would be the lonely lesbo.
Aww.
But we have our delicious virtual host, DJ Kate.
I don't know. I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm heterosexual.
Ooh.
We affirm you, Kate.
Thank you.
I feel like the minority.
It's
really
just
do.
A phase.
I'll grow out of it, I know. And I just want to say, DJ Extra Crispy, thank you for sharing. I think I'm the only one that didn't laugh. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
It was very strong of you.
Thank you for your support.
Sure.
You don't have to sit in here with the egg.
That's right.
I think that's why.
I'm safe.
She's behind glass.
Bad.
I'm making protected.
It does not.
I'm making an omelet in sympathy.
It's making me uncomfortable.
Look, I thought you said you'd try anything. No, that was the other guy.
That was me.
But I feel like these labels control me, and I really feel like I'm a person first, and a... What am I?
Yeah.
I see them as a best fit model.
Interesting.
What is I'm curious. You two said ideologically you're whatever,
Danish bisexual. Singer.
And then, but then in practically you're another thing?
It's this whole liberal thing.
Mm. Come on, do you lust after women? You lust after men?
There are a certain like number of men that I'm very attracted to. But
does that make
average,
you bisexual though, or is that just like whatever?
Is that just some kind of cultural brain failure to be attracted to the appropriate sex?
I believe that it's really a spectrum.
Me? What about me? Were you ever attracted to me? I mean, come on. I was your TA.
I was.
Ooh. Whoa.
Oh. Hubba hubba.
Well. We'll have to address that issue later
in the lab.
I'm attracted to Zoe. Really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm attracted to Zoe, which is really
actually,
weird.
I'm attracted to Zoe as well. Oh my god!
It's terrible. Like I have this real passion for lesbian women. Like it's really, I know it's
because
so counterproductive.
You want what
but, you know,
can't have.
Exactly. I mean,
well,
I
maybe you could. I don't know.
Zoe
looks pretty eager.
Over my room. And I know now she's claiming that she's not a lesbian. She's a bisexual.
You know,
and
I don't like Ani DiFranco.
Really? She's kind of into herself, but maybe that's another whole show. But I don't know. I just, that woman's got calves. I mean, she could.
Calves?
I've got calves.
You do have calves. You've definitely got raging calves.
What?
You should put on the vinyl box.
Raging calves. If I ever have a band, I'm going to name it
Raging Calves.
Register that name with the internet now.
Exactly. Yeah. RagingCavs.org. You know what the org is for.
sex anyway. Toys.
Yeah.
By the way, our incredibly fabulous website is up. http://loveline.wrct.org.
Isn't there a www in there?
There's no www. We have transcended the whole
WRCT.
Wow.
Loveline.wrct.org.
You've gone beyond.
And you can get all of these shows at Real Audio, or you can just download the whole damn thing if
you
have the
really?
Patience. Yeah.
That's right.
Wow. We are streaming, rocking with technology.
Yeah.
And you can always listen to the show online. We are netcasted, so you can listen to it with about 10 seconds behind everybody else. But
there's some kind of URL for that, too.
Yeah, well, that's just the standard.
Yeah,
that's
whatever.
www.wrct.org.
I don't know if there's a www there, but maybe there is.
No, there is.
Yeah,
on the main page, there all right. is. So, but,
try
so
both. Try your luck.
We've gotten calls from Denver. We've gotten calls from Switzerland. We've gotten calls from Seattle.
In fact, I believe we were told we were the best radio station in Denver.
And that's true.
So I think Seattle?
No, it's definitely Denver.
I believe the phone number would be 1-412-621-WRCT.
That's true.
972.
So we still are taking calls in our last 15 minutes. So
where were we?
Always feel free. We were
well,
the chat
room attracted to me. I think that's
right. Oh, right. Everybody's attracted to you.
So
well,
you walk away
delicious.
The winner this evening, I think. The winner
I'm
and the
lucky
loser.
Tonight.
Oh.
I can't be, see, the thing is, I'm not immediately, I mean, I'd probably eventually be attracted to you, but
she's
I hardly
kind
know.
She's kind of funky-looking,
I
think, you know.
It would take
cool
a while. I have to know people for a little bit before I get sexually aroused.
It's all an egg game for me, so, you know.
Pretty much, I just look and
it's all
next 5 seconds, I I'll be coming out with my own patented sex toy. It's a little miniature me. Rock on!
It's a dildo.
It's a dildo.
Like
you.
She's got a little beaver for your beaver.
No.
Oh, my Lord. Well, now might be
my ears are burning.
Since I have a bag of sex toys.
We're putting on our masks.
It's more like a crate.
It's now show and tell. Can we raise the lights in the studio?
Oh, I don't know. I
don't want to see details.
I would like to start with the nipple clamps.
Woohoo!
These are two, like,
oh my God,
very
huge.
I don't actually, I've never used these, believe it or not. I've used them like,
yeah.
You've
like,
never
like,
used
them. Okay. They're attached to me right now, in fact. But these are,
I'll put them on. Have you never used them? Are they like clean or dirty?
In a pinch, you could actually use clothes
pins
or so on, so to speak. But these are actually very...
Can I put them on?
Oh, absolutely.
I think I'm going to do it through this shirt.
Practice safe clamping.
These are these things that I bought at this like absurd little...
Ah!
Oh, my God! You've got to
tap it. Are they adjustable?
Up I don't know. Is there
There's something written on this in
the
a very foreign language.
The ones that are
That's like no, these are my satanic nipple clamps, and you're actually now my slave for all of eternity.
No, thank you.
Where's the my teeth?
Yeah.
So.
God. I want to try.
Audience or to our listeners.
Well, they're really fascinating clamping.
They look like pliers.
And they're together. They're held together with a thin chain. They're a really beautiful device. But
wow. And they have these little
Korean symbols on them.
Soft pads at the end.
Yeah, so they're definitely
nipples.
Right.
High quality item. Available at, I believe out. I got those at the Monroeville adult bookstore.
Ow. And I should point out that... let that go. Ouch.
Yeah, we all have
Wait,
to try
the Monroeville
it.
Bookstore?
There's some kind of adult bookstore kind of...
Oh, adult bookstore.
Next to the...
I'd just like to say this is Japanese, not Korean.
It's down the street from the mall.
That's okay. And, does it have some kind of thing where you can, like, put the maximum tension up to something?
There might be an adjustment on there. I don't know.
I think an adjustable one would be fine.
Yeah, adjustable clamps. If you're going to get clamps as opposed to loops, definitely, like, adjustable. Because... it just sucks to have too much or not enough.
Well, I just think you have to toughen up.
I think, like you said, there is a pain threshold. Well, I mean, during sex, your pain threshold increases by hundreds of percent.
I can't believe it. We're all trying nipple clamps.
Oh, there are two. You could actually
every person has tried them
say,
so far.
You suck.
I had a question.
Actually, I don't... I believe...
You have a let go.
Wow. Woo!
The left nipple.
Oh, baby.
See, are you aroused now? Or are you not at a heightened state of arousal?
I am in a heightened state of arousal, not sexual. I think I'm getting a headache. I'm not sure. People on the other side of the studio.
I think I could enjoy
them
maybe 10 seconds before orgasm, but not
now. I actually find them a little strong for me, but clothes pins have,
it feels good
have
to take
been
them off.
Employed. That's the beautiful thing. I mean, there's this whole kind of pain. Is it pain? Is it pleasure? There's this whole kind of like... intermediate
the resolution
phase.
What about like body piercings as sex toys?
Ooh, body piercings and tattoos. Yeah. The scar tissue makes it much, much more erotic. Like, I have a tattoo and like I got it in January, and to this day, like, having it caressed is just incredibly erotic.
That's
don't do that.
Where is it?
On my shoulder.
Right. On your mons?
On the back of my shoulder.
Say property of
different guest.
It's on your shoulder, and it's actually, now it's very sensitive.
It's now an erogenous zone.
So that scar is actually more sensitive than the underlying would be?
I've heard, like, for some people, it doesn't do that, but I have really soft skin, and, like, it's just incredibly erotic.
Wow, that's fascinating. And the car is the what?
Neither of them.
That hurt either. So the nipple, I haven't actually tried these nipple clamps. The nipple clamps have hurt everyone. I've damaged everyone in the studio.
Wow.
Psychologically.
Except
and
for Tasty Crispy over here.
He's
pretty psyched.
He did all right.
I put them on.
Corey's putting both on.
I'm going to do the rest
of the
show.
Those are your nipples.
Oh, no, please. We're going to end up calling 911.
It's really a heightened experience. All right. God, it's painful.
Oh, my God. He's got both of them on.
He's turning red like a strawberry.
I think we do all breathe. Like this.
No. that's phenomenal.
Oh my gosh!
Time to move on to the next sex toy, I think. So I've also brought a so-called this little strap here. This innocuous little strap can be used as a so-called cock ring.
Mm-hmm.
What you do is you strap it around the base of your penis, sort of behind the scrotum. In the area where it sort of attaches to the main corpus of your actual body. And what it does is it sort of restricts blood flow back or something. It restricts the sort of draining of the penis, so it actually gives you a heightened kind of erection.
It's like describe it to the audience.
This thing, it's got like little studs on it. I'd like to point out that like dog collars, if you can put them on your hand and like touch with them, like that's pretty erotic too.
That sort of reminds me of the vampire gloves that Ralph had on the other day.
Corey's in another
They're like
world.
They're like gloves with little spikes on them.
Yeah.
And you kind of go...
They have all kinds of things like that.
May I interrupt for a minute? We had a caller call in and say that they tried the address that you gave for the homepage and that it did not work.
That's,
and they were wondering if you had any.
That's interesting.
That's impossible. So are we talking about...
Okay.
It should work. I'll say it again. http://loveline.com
All lowercase.
Dot WRCT.org, not com, don't get confused. That is http://loveline.wrct.org.
Now, is love spelled L-O-V-E or L-U-V?
That's right,
L-O-V-E.
I see.
L-O-V-E-L-I-N-E. It also comes in at sextalk, sextalk.wrct.org, if you want to try that. But it should be the same.
And refuse to acknowledge that appellation.
Yeah, if you're still having problems, there may be a problem with the Carnegie Mellon campus network. I know sometimes at night they do a big shutdown and restart sometimes, and that bothers people. Corey, I really think you should take those off.
The host is now moving.
I think, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Doesn't that feel good?
I think the Guinness Book
the medical clamps are now removed.
The blood is slowly returning to your face.
But the purpose of something...
Did we give them to Kate?
Ooh.
Producer Kate is shaking her head adamantly.
Producer Kate, no, she needs a first...
You know, there's times when I'm glad that I'm sealed off from you guys.
You might catch something.
I don't know.
But the point of one of these so-called cock rings is indeed to enhance your erectile power and to keep you harder longer.
Wait, so do you put these on after you're erect?
I believe...
Or beforehand?
Probably, I don't know.
Beforehand would not restrict flow into
the scrotum and then over the top.
Right.
Wow.
Well, so I don't get it. What's the deal? It makes you last longer?
Right.
Does it intensify your orgasm?
It'll make your erection bigger because the blood will not be able to go back and thus you swell more.
Right.
Doesn't that hurt?
You swell more. Oh, it hurts in a good way. It doesn't really hurt.
It can, but...
I mean, it's tight, but it's not painfully constrictive.
Hmm.
But I mean, what? It doesn't make you last twice as long, or... What are we talking here? Look at what percentage boost are we getting.
Well, I've never actually mentioned that. I actually don't use it much since I'm so powerfully turgid just naturally. But
you said turgid.
but you know, occasionally when I have, it's just sort of interesting because, you know, for example, certain kinds of cock rings, you can actually maintain some kind of rigidity even after your ejaculation, which is kind of a special trick. That you don't normally
if you,
get.
If you want to. But that's usually the point where you're feeling completely disgusted with what you've done.
Right. Well, it depends on how kind you're feeling
Dr.
toward your
Kosaka.
Partner.
So you have something else.
Third joy, third joy.
Well, the final toy, and I've actually sanitized this.
I don't think
I'm not touching it anyway.
This has been soaked in bleach.
Maybe you can hold it up for
the
class.
It's a giant dildo.
Threw it at me.
You are not
and
getting
it has been totally sanitized.
That's my bed.
This is a...
Wow, and it has scrotum and all.
Well, it's some kind
range.
Of sad little... It's very pink. It's kind of hot pink, and it's very...
Yeah, there's this weird, like, hot pink fixation with, like, hot pink jelly vinyl, hot pink, like, sex toys.
Is that the kind of jelly you were talking about?
I think it's to make it easier to find when you lose it in your backyard.
Wow,
this is so covered
in
veins.
In it.
It's got mad veins.
It's really weird looking.
This is like the unreal super penis. This is larger than any penis except for maybe Chris's. This is larger than any penis.
I was just mentioning, actually, as a sideline, that
is Chris's bigger.
I'm not touching it. Don't pass it to me.
Chris's actually bigger than it. I'll just look from afar. It's got little white things on it.
I think so.
Why is that? Is that meant to be put in a strap-on? Because it has that kind of.
But no, it's got like the platform.
It looks like it has those little grippers.
I'm gonna trust the bleach, but I think definitely. You don't want to bleach that too often.
Oh, why?
So can you actually, like, put that on a table and like, lower yourself onto it, or does it...
I don't think so. I think you'd need to attach it more firmly. It's got this kind of base thing, but I think if you... It would sort of tip over if you...
Did really you use that?
I actually just popped it right out of my butt before
that. Fondling it crazy. Yeah.
I actually have used that.
All the way up, or how far in?
This object.
I mean, what is it about?
We want to know what kind of a man you are.
That's only 8 inches.
I don't want it.
Hi. Would you be my friend?
The dominatrix. The abdominatrix.
I love you.
Wow.
It makes an excellent forehead prosthesis, or chin prosthesis, apparently.
So the fact that you're actually bigger than that extremely large dildo is fascinating to me.
Chris, you're bigger than that?
He's bigger than
I'm certainly nowhere near the size of that dildo. So
that's really close, though.
Like, there are times when I can't fit my hand around you.
Okay.
Let me see your petite little hands. I mean, this is really...
I have very big hands.
This is really disturbing.
I'm a very big
girl. We're going to have to get this on the web page.
Why does this always become the theme of our show?
Yeah, I think we need to scan this sucker.
Kind of biological freak. I mean, yeah, pretty much.
Well, let me tell you, I had texted someone else this weekend, and I had forgotten, actually, how big he was until I went back and had the comparative...
Comparative analysis.
You had sex with someone else. Is that what you just said?
Yes.
Hold on. Okay, we've got 5 minutes left.
She actually had sex with two different people, mind you.
Two different genders.
Of genders? One male and
in
one female?
In one night. What?
Okay, we've got 5 minutes left.
Great
Tell
day.
Us more.
Well, Christopher and I were on assignment in lovely Massachusetts.
What town was it? Middleborough.
Middleborough, Massachusetts. The heartland of New England, as it were. And we were among the lobster pots and having some fun. With our friends and studying what would you say we were studying?
Well, we were originally there on assignment to study this wonderful gay couple we know who are getting engaged.
We heard about this on a previous show.
Oh,
did they
right.
They did not seduce me, even though Jordan.
I spent the entire night and a good amount of alcohol consumption trying to get them
to sleep with me,
and they didn't.
I failed.
No, they were well. One of them
were they two in love?
Yeah, I mean, so.
Oh, they'll get over that.
Well, the one was into it, but the other was not.
Yeah,
so.
And it would have been bad. And they're such a cute couple that I would have felt bad breaking up their marriage. Unlike breaking up Jordan's, which was fun. But,
but that was a previous show.
That was previous. Anyway.
So you didn't get lucky, but Jordan.
Well, no, not really. I mean, I
had two.
We all went skinny dipping at one point. There were like seven of us.
Well, how lucky is that?
Buck naked.
I mean, I can go skinny dipping.
Well, there was lots of touching.
In the WRC studio,
know
right
how skinny dip, Corey.
Well, probably not.
Yeah, and then I mean, there was fondling with Zach, but that wasn't really.
I hate the word fondling.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
Zach? What do you prefer?
I don't
groping.
Know.
No, it wasn't genital fondling. It was more
fondling sounds like fondue, and groping sounds like roping.
No, fondling means you're fond
for grappling.
Fond grappling.
I don't like any words that have anything to do with genitalia or sex. I hate them all.
All sex words.
It should not be talked about.
There you go. That's right.
That's a positive attitude.
You shouldn't be allowed to air them over the radio. You should be stricken from the dictionary.
Whip, slap, and spanking.
So who are these? I mean, how does this problem? You had sex? Oh, what do you mean? I'm just stunned.
Wait. Two in one night.
And they're different.
They actually passed her off. Like it was.
Yeah, it was a pass.
Did they have sex too? Was it like a complete three-way
system? But not like I wasn't as fascinated with it as some of the straight men who were at this party.
At this party,
who were just like, there's two women in the front.
Actually, one of our gay friends that was there apparently talked to one of the straight boys.
That's why the dildos are pink.
Yes.
I don't know if you should admit to that. Is that a crime in Massachusetts?
Not really. I think
lesbian sex on the lawn.
Full blown sodomy.
It was under a tree.
Oh, there you go. It's the Arboreal Protection Club. You're doing it under a tree. It's okay.
Sex with a woman on the lawn and people watching.
Well, it was very dark. There were several of our friends who knew we were there and made it a point to interrupt at various inopportune moments.
Was there any coprophilia in this?
No, there was no coprophilia.
Were you guys totally naked out on the outside, or what was going on?
Previous show,
there
were different stages.
Pretty
of
darn naked. Yeah.
Were you guys at the beach or whatever? No, Middleborough. That doesn't sound like a beach location.
It was inland, as it were. Anyway, we're talking about sex toys,
not
about
Jordan.
How did I not score?
Yeah. Jesus, with all that rampant testosterone.
I think people were threatened by the impending.
The size appendage. Of your unit.
I don't know.
Such a burden.
Your reputation and other things had preceded you, apparently.
Yeah. But no, I don't know. I just
I was in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, I wasn't really interested that evening.
The gay man, you probably already destroyed the gay man's relationship just because you planted the seed of like one wanted to. Like, how could you want to have sex with him? I mean, I imagine they're like fighting right now.
I hope they're not listening right now.
I really hope
they're not listening.
They actually can download the show, so. But they're a wonderful couple, and I would hate to do anything to break them up or that would cause a rift in their relationship. But, you know, if they ever get over this idea that they don't want to have sex with me, then, you know, I'm fully offering myself. But that's another show.
Wait, so I'm confused. Are you two dating? Or
sort of, yeah.
Sort
actually,
of, yeah.
Well,
download
yeah,
last week's
on,
show.
Yeah.
You guys are in love. Come on.
Yeah, we are. We're in love, but we're not ready to not have sex with other people.
What?
Yet.
Well, who is? Love, but not monogamy.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's this
It seems to be this. It's this very popular, like, mm-hmm. limited monogamy thing.
So if we did the next week's show naked, that wouldn't be a problem for you?
Yeah.
Next week's show, by the way, I think is kind of a coup. We have Miss Pittsburgh, 1997.
Woohoo!
Shaniqua, what's her name?
you were the one who
I actually can't recall her name, and so.
Well, we will find out.
Be sure to tune in. Sorry?
Brian.
Well, we have only a few fragmentary seconds left, and I would like all of us to share one final thought with our viewers regarding sex toys, monogamous relationships, or lesbianism, whatever.
I would start with just, if you're going to penetrate yourself anally with anything wider than your fist, take it slow.
Even if it's less wide than your fist,
yeah,
I think.
Even then, take it slow.
Fist is sort of that's pretty advanced, I think.
Yeah, I suppose.
For our viewers.
No one seems to believe me, but hair clippers or an electric razor without the blades in, it's good times. Try it for yourself. But take those blades out.
And,
Yow.
High quality synthetic paintbrushes.
I've actually had experience with horsehair brushes. Which have been really
synthetic
nice.
Ones can get pretty darn soft.
Yeah, they can, but definitely there's horsehair.
Very,
yeah,
very
it's
nice.
Like a $20 small burst.
I prefer the rough horsehair.
You prefer the chicken.
Boar's
you
know. Hair. Rough chicken hair.
<Better Esther.
laughs> All right. Time's up.
No, two more people.
Sega. I mean, DJ. Whatever.
The ad dominatrix.
DJ, we kill you later.
Find a sex toy catalog that will not sell your name. Because you don't want to be getting lots and lots of stuff. Like, sex toys are often, like, juxtaposed with porno a lot, and that makes a lot of people uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know, you might be interested, you might not, but, like, that's not for them to decide, that's for you to decide. So find people who will not sell your name.
If at first you don't succeed, try again. Something doesn't trip your trigger the first time, you know. Don't toss it. Just hang on to that dildo.
Definitely. Virtual engineer?
Well, just be open with your partner about it, you know. I mean, even if they're not into it, talking about it can be really fun too, as you can tell from the last hour and a half. And it's better to be honest and kind of open. And if that doesn't work out, then, you know.
Call me.
You'll know, you know.
Communication.
Yeah.
And my final thought, don't neglect the nipples. Men, very important. Thank you for listening. Fabulous hour and a half. We love you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Be well.
Trailers for sale or rent. Rooms to let. 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. But 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8-12 four bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train. Destination Bangor, Maine. Whoa, worn out suit and shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short, but not too big around. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. I know every engineer will never be. All their children, all of their names, in every handout in every town. Every lock, it ain't locked when no one's around. I sing. Traders for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. I've got 2 hours of pushing. Eight for 12, four bedroom. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Trailer.